Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, I suspect that I may not be the only one who is beginning to realize how much louder and more raucous our public life is becoming. Especially after the past couple of weeks, trying to follow some of the political, I won't call them discussions, but the political controversies. And I was really kind of disheartened by the kind of shouting that goes on in place of conversation and even some good political debate. You may have noticed also that in this atmosphere, our language is just filled with angry expressions and with no little amount of vulgarity. As I try to listen and try to comprehend not only the energy behind this, but the deep sense of resentment that goes on, I begin to understand that in many of the controversies and the divisiveness, we are not any longer talking about simply being right in our opinions or wrong in our opinions. I used to be part of a debating club, and when we debated believing we were right and the other side was wrong, and we were debating in order to convince the other side. But now it's not simply a matter of saying, well, I'm right and you're wrong. It becomes really saying, I'm good and you're evil if you hold that opinion. Well, of course, that almost automatically shuts down any real discussion, even over controversial issues. And as the atmosphere becomes louder and raucous, and really a source of simply expressions of power, I thought of something that the mathematician and religious writer Blaise Pascal once said. He wrote that a good portion of the world's troubles arises from the inability to sit quietly in one's room alone, to sit quietly, to ponder, to consider. Now, of course, this is, in a sense, an introduction to two feasts that we are celebrating in October that bring to our fore a very important element in our church's life that was celebrated at the Second Vatican Council as the very heart of the church, and that is contemplative and vowed religious life. The two feasts that I want to bring your attention to are the Feast of the Two Teresas, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, whose feast day we celebrated on October the 1st, and St. Teresa of Avila, whose feast day we celebrate on October the 15th. Both of them were Carmelites. And the Carmelite order was, in fact, dedicated from the beginning to establishing communities that were dedicated to the contemplative life, to a life of prayer and meditation, but also to a community of like-minded people joining in that endeavor. I think when you consider the contemplative life and not only in the religious orders in the church, but a contemplative life to which, in some fashion or other, we are all called. It begins in understanding that every human person has an eternal destiny. From the moment of our conception and birth, we are part of a world that is touched very deeply by the world of God's eternity, by the profound spirituality. And we live in a world, an actual world, in which we live out our life, we make decisions, we shape the character of who we are. But it's a world that, in fact, is a kind of symbol for something that lies beyond. And because we are touched by immortality from the very beginning, within our being, whether we recognize it all the time or not, we hunger for that touch of immortality to grow and to expand and to enlighten our minds and our hearts and to become a motive of our lives within this world. There is planted very deep within us a desire for truth, a desire for what is good, and a hunger for peace, for that sense of resting in the truth and in the good, a sense of trust and confidence that, in fact, we are where we ought to be. Now, this is why the contemplative life within the church is so important to us. Those many men and women who dedicate their lives in a religious community to this way of existence are offering it not only for themselves, but for the whole of the world and for each one of us within the church. It is a life in a community that not necessarily is abandoning the world from which they leave. It is not an escape, but it is a desire to enter into a world which creates the atmosphere in which more and more deeply they might plunge into the reality of God and God's love for us. It is a desire for a place where in silence they can, as one philosopher said, go from the alone to the alone, the simple soul of the human person searching for the soul God of their desire. And in that sense, in that silence, they discover that when a word is spoken, when a communication is offered, it is going to be fully important to our human existence. It is going to be an experience of a loving exchange, of heart to heart, of mind to mind, and should be united by a common desire to know and to live the truth. This requires a personal transformation, a very profound conversion. And the contemplative communities that do exist offer the opportunity for us to achieve that sense, so that, in fact, as we speak with great care, with great conviction, but we speak with a language that is rooted in what is true and what is lovely and what desires that which is good. But it does, in a sense, begin with silence. This is what makes it so difficult in a raucous and loud community to come to any other communal understanding or even to talk about things that may divide us. There should be, even in divisive questions, a desire for a dispassionate and reasonable discussion of the sharing of ideas and the understanding of the other person, and to have all of our discussions really rooted in a desire to achieve the good and the true, and to share it with others, and to believe that others want to share that with us. But we begin with the silence and with the prayer and with the meditation and with a profound understanding that when we speak words, they have a meaning and a strength. They are not simply sounds made into the atmosphere. But what I also find about the contemplative life, the life that was lived by St. Thérèse of Lisieux and St. Teresa of Avila, was that this desire for the presence of God, for that truth of God, for to hear the word of God spoken to them, was done within a community. For the love of God has to spill over into the love of neighbor. And in a community, in common prayer that unites them, there is a discovery of how, in fact, we do speak one to each other and how we achieve a common language so that the words that we speak mean the same thing to all of those who are speaking. And it's that sense of community in the religious life that allows us to learn what it means to love another person and not confuse that love with some emotional charge or simple physical attraction, but to learn the love of another by saying that to love you is to wish always the good for you. Even though we may disagree, even though the other may be erring in any way, but it's always the desire to wish and to do the good for the other. This is why contemplative life, as it is exemplified by the two St. Teresas, is really so important for the life of the church. For by their prayer and example, we can give a profound gift to the whole of the culture around us, turning the dial down on the volume, first of all, drawing people to understand that as they sit alone in their room, in quiet and in peace, as Blaise Pascal would call us to, we can discover a way by which to be more human and more desirous of that truth, and perhaps eventually even to achieve a peace. So I would encourage all of you to consider the lives of the two St. Teresas, and especially to read some of their written works. St. Teresa of Avila was a marvelous spiritual writer. She also had an extraordinary sense of humor, as she wrote. She used to call St. John of the Cross, who was rather stern and aloof, my little Seneca, referring back to the Stoic philosopher in the Roman Empire. But she had a lovely sense of humor, which she often turned on herself, but always, always that burning desire of communion with God, communion with others, caught in a bond of love and shared conviction that as human persons we have a destiny that reaches into everlasting life.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.